وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, please recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجا.
It is a blessing to be out here in this very blessed activity with the brothers and sisters from this community and the beauties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this world, in this dunya. It's very, very good to try to every once in a while, and sometimes it's a good idea to make it more frequent, to leave the city environment, the busy life, what keeps the mind, the heart busy, whether it's work or the daily routine, that doesn't allow us to think, doesn't allow us to reflect, leave it and go out somewhere like this and to try to reflect, try to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing if we are able to do that. One of the problems that we have in the West, in the lifestyle that we have in the West, being so organized, everything being on a routine, we get in that routine and we become like robots. We don't really think, we don't reflect. And that's what causes a lot of people to go astray. And a lot of people not to see the truth. You know how many people accept Islam in prisons in the United States and possibly in Canada? I don't know about Canada. So many people accept Islam in prisons. You know why? Because they get a chance to think. They get a chance to read. And they see the truth. But on a routine life, we barely get any chance to do that. So this is a blessing. And I like to, for all of us, to remember the Imam of our time and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us connect with Him better, to enable us to become His true companions, His true soldiers, inshaAllah. Recite a salawat, please. It's okay. Because we want to have that time to reflect, inshaAllah, and enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learn how to enjoy things differently. It's not only video games that are enjoyable. There's a lot of other activities that can be very enjoyable. And if we learn how to do that, we can enjoy ourselves a lot better and a more effective, and in a way that it's not going to cause us problems. A lot of the fun activities in the cities are not activities that are very beneficial for our souls. They're fun, but are not very beneficial for the soul. But activities, if we get used to fun activities that help the soul and revive the soul, that's very, very beneficial. Especially for the youth, if they can try to learn how to do that. Enjoy nature, enjoy the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and truly